Hi everyone. So my name is Professor Sheetal Makhija. I come with around more than 20 years of work experience, out of which 16 years has been purely working in the industry. So a lot of things that I'm working with, I've worked with data in a lot of different ways. And so comes to the topic that we are going to discuss today, mainly marketing analytics. So our entire subject over this 10 chapters is going to be about why marketing analytics, what can we do better with marketing analysis. So considering that, let's start with our first chapter, which is introduction to marketing analytics. Okay, so let's look at what the definition says. The definition says marketing analytics can be defined as a process of collecting, organizing, tracking and analyzing data from marketing efforts to generate insights to arrive at measurable quantitative goals. Insights gained from analyzing the marketing data are used to increase the ROI on marketing investments and efforts, improve customer experiences, identify opportunities for improvement, evaluate the effectiveness of the marketing efforts, and gather deeper customer insight, optimize marketing activities and objectives. So in general, let's talk about marketing analytics what exactly and why is it important. So other than the definition which tells us about the process, we need to understand that today marketing plays an extremely important role when it comes to all your profit efforts, your sales efforts. Other than, even before the sales or the profit can come into the picture, there has to be marketing done, and the right marketing or targeting the right customers is what is going to get you results. If the marketing is incorrect, then what is going to happen is the results I get, or let me directly get down to the figure, that the sales that I get will not be effective enough. And obviously marketing does come at a cost also. Over a period of time, and what we are going to see throughout the course is that the marketing industry has changed with the incoming of technology. We are going to basically discuss the history of marketing. Where did it start from? So was it always marketing analytics? In a way, yes. Now, the main thing is we have technology into the picture. We have a lot of data into the picture. And we understand that if we mix technology and data in the right manner, and we can obtain better results from our marketing efforts, leading to better sales and obviously better profit, better growth, and obviously the company will give you a better hike. So like the first thing says, we are going to talk about the process of collecting, organizing, tracking and analyzing data from marketing efforts to generate insight to arrive at a measurable quantitative goal. That's what we talk about. The reason we talk it in marketing analytics, we purely talk about a quantitative goal, is because at the end we are looking at sales, we are looking at profits, and which are all numbers driven as we know it. But the second point says insights gained from analyzing the marketing data are used to increase the ROI on marketing investments and efforts, improve customer experiences, identify opportunities for improvement, evaluate the effectiveness of marketing efforts, gather deeper customer insight, optimize marketing activities and objectives. Okay, so let's look at the first thing that it mentions over here, which is increase the ROI on marketing events, investments and efforts. So what do I mean by increase the ROI? Like I said earlier, obviously when I market, whether it is a newspaper ad or whether I'm doing a Google ad or any sort of ad, what is going to happen is I'm basically going to incur some cost on it. Now, suppose I incur today a cost of maybe 10,000 rupees in a month. And from that, if I gain about 1,000 customers, that means roughly I have paid 1,000 rupees per customer to get that customer in. Now, after doing my analytics, if I can increase or if I can get even 1500 or maybe 2000 from that same 10,000, my ROI or my return on investment, that means what we also call in marketing term is the cost per customer. So we have something called as CPC. So if I say that, then if I have maybe another 1500 customers coming in, or instead of 1000 or 2000 customers coming in, that means I have now spent, instead of 1000 rupees, I have invested 500 rupees per customer. So obviously with the same amount of money with analytics, I am going to get a better return. I'm going to get more customers for the same amount of investment, which means that I increase my ROI, which is the return on investment. Then we talk about improve customer experiences. So when it comes to customer experiences, we also need to understand that today everything revolves around the customer. If you look at any website, or if you look at especially e-com websites, what are they trying to do is basically they are trying to at every point of time ensure that the customer experience is the same. Today, even if you have your best friends or even your family members, no matter how close you are, if you had to exchange your mobiles and maybe buy or go onto a common e-commerce website that we normally use, you would still not enjoy the experience. Why? Because at that time, for that person or the person's phone you're using, the app is designed as per their interests, their likes, what have they been surfing on the e-com website, which could be completely different compared to what you're looking at. Now that becomes very important. So every customer today wants it a very special customized experience. I want to be able to see only things that I am interested in. And the more I see things that I'm interested in, the more other chances that I am going to be able to get my customer to buy something on the website. So that also becomes, so what can I do to further enhance the experience? A very simple, you go to Amazon today, and they would probably, or any e-com website for that matter, and they would tell you, oh, you've bought this product. Other customers were likely to buy these products, or this is the three products that you should probably consider buying together because people have bought that, or similar products that edition. So what you're doing, you're basically now, where a customer was possibly purchasing one product, you have increased and tried to make the customer now purchase two or more products. What have you done? You've changed the experience, and along with that, you have also increased the sales. And then we come to the third point, which is identify opportunities for improvement. So we basically know that a customer is normally not able to, maybe, or there are certain customers who are leaving the basket at a certain point of time. There are people who are not able to complete the purchases. You would now normally see that today when a person comes and is able to, if you do not buy a product, you would normally get discount codes. You would even get a call from the customer service, which would tell you that, do you want, what was the problem? Your payment did not go through. Was there a problem from our end? And they are trying to find opportunities to improve the experience. Even for that matter, as simple as Amazon, you would keep getting notifications, which will tell you, oh, you have something left in your bar cart that you might want to purchase. And if you have email set up for the promotions, you would get, oh, the price of your item in your cart has gone up, or it has gone down. You've got a new price, so you want to buy it at right now. So this is how I would improve my service. Evaluate the effectiveness of marketing efforts. At the end of the day, because I'm investing a certain amount of money, I'm now able to know how many customers have gained, what are the probable sales that I've acquired. Suppose I have an influencer who's given out a code. How many people have purchased through that code or not through that code also becomes a very important criteria, all of that. And because now these are quantitative numbers, I'm very clearly able to see how effective is my marketing efforts. Gather deep customer. So we are going to gather deeper customer insights and optimize marketing activities and objectives. So I'm going to discuss both of these points together. So what do I mean by here is that when I'm now able to understand my customer better, also because I have data, I'm able to retrieve the social media data. Today, a very simple example of this is you probably go on to Google and you type in a product that you wanted to search for. And what will happen is you would see the ads popping up over all social media platforms. What have you done? You have better details or insights about what your customer is looking for, and you are able to optimize your marketing activities in that manner, making it more probable for the customer to buy from your website. Then what we say it, what is marketing analytics? Refers to the practice of measuring, managing, and analyzing data related to marketing activities in order to gain insights, make data-driven decisions, and optimize marketing strategies. It involves the collection, interpretation, and application of data to understand and improve marketing effectiveness, customer behavior, and overall business performance. Okay. So if this is actually what we have to talking about is, and okay, so this is what we have been talking about till now, and probably the best example again I can give you of this would be Netflix. In the time of COVID, right from being a company or practically a OTT platform that just came up, it has grown to a very large extent to millions and billions of customers across the globe. How did it manage that? There is an entire case study that is done where there are multiple uses of the data that it measures, even to the extent that what kind of shows I'm using, where am I leaving the show, or the maybe the movie, is there something that needs to be changed? Changing the thumbnails, what thumbnails are being more effective that is there, and even to the extent where should the next shooting location be, is something that is decided through the help of data and what we are going to later talk about, modeling or AI. So when I'm able to consolidate, this is a very good example where I have data which is collected. I'm able to basically analyze, apply that data and get better customer behavior. I can better effectiveness in my marketing, ensuring that people come on to my platform more easily. Marketing analysis is a process that involves using advanced data analytic techniques to evaluate effectiveness of marketing campaigns, customer behavior, and marketing trends. It encompasses the measurement of key marketing metrics such as return of investment, customer acquisition cost, CAC, the customer lifetime value to inform strategic decision making and improving marketing outcomes. So, like I said, the entire strategy of Netflix basically goes around advanced data analytics that we have spoken about. We've already spoken about return on investment, where I talk about ROI. I've also spoken about the customer acquisition cost, which is CAC. I said mentioned, so that's another name, which is CPC, which is cost per customer. Both are the same. Then we have something called as a customer lifetime value or the CLV, which we have not yet discussed. Now, what do I mean by a customer lifetime value? Is so if you notice today, the best thing is you try to switch from a telephone provider. Now, because of the introduction of MNP or what we call as mobile number portability, what happens is that if I basically have to request the port number from my existing service provider, which I can give to the next service provider so that he or she can make that change for me. So I switch from one provider to another provider. Now, the moment I request for a port out number, what is going to happen is I will get multiple calls from my current service provider. Why? The customer, the organization or your company does not want to let you go. Understand, having a customer or retaining, as we call it, a customer is more effective than getting a new customer, or more cost effective for that matter. Why? Firstly, because it is existing customer is recurring business for my organization, so I keep making sales. Secondly, if I provide great customer service, what is going to happen is that person is going to refer me to 10 different people, and that is word of mouth marketing, mostly done free of cost. So I am not investing any money into it, but I'm still able to gain more customers that are there. Again, going back to another definition, it says application of data science, analytic methods to understand, predict, optimize marketing activity. It involves leveraging data from various sources such as customer interactions, website traffic, social media engagement, and sales data to uncover patterns, uncover actionable insights, and drive data-informed marketing strategies. The result in improved customer engagement, conversion rates, and business growth. So I'm not going to actually spend too much time on this particular slide, because we are going to understand how exactly can I take the power of data. Since COVID times, we've heard very clearly people saying that data is the new oil. So how can we take this data that we have, or this huge amount of data that we have from various sources, like it mentions over here, we are talking about sources from customer interactions, website traffic, social media engagement, and sales data. So, and then what I'm going to do is basically understand how all of this data is going to come together and give me patterns which I never knew existed, help me understand my customer better. Because now I understand the customer better, I'm able to provide better marketing to the customer, or better strategize. I can enhance the customer experience. And other than that, also what I can do is work with the customer to get what I need. So what are we going to talk about over the period? Of course, we are going to talk about data collection, data management, data analysis, customer segmentation, descriptive modeling, predictive modeling, performance measurement, market research and competitive analysis, marketing mix optimization, data visualization and reporting. So we will understand all these core terms as and when we flow through each of the chapters to understand how exactly does all of this ultimately bring me to the getting the right marketing analytics or right results from my marketing analytics. So what are the objectives? We've spoken about most of them. Let's see a definition of the key objective: to gauge how well the marketing efforts are performing, that is measuring the effectiveness of firm's marketing activity, to determine what company can do differently to get better results across the marketing channels. Now, because of the, I've already said this, I'm repeating this, because of the availability of data, my marketing efforts have now become very quantitative or very number based. So what happens is it makes it more effective for me to develop the right marketing strategy. It also helps me to understand which channel is working, which channel is not working, and what can be done to get better results. Then understand customer behavior, improve marketing effectiveness, improve customer engagement, marketing channel optimization, enhance customer experience, predictive modeling and forecasting, measuring and attributing marketing ROI. We've spoken about all of these objectives, and we are going to speak into each one of them more in detail as we go and understand how I can basically now, with the using the data, I can change everything the way or achieve the objectives that marketing analytics looks at me at achieving. What are the benefits? I think so. We should come back to this slide later. Or you all should actually go back to the slide later once we've understood everything. But what can it give me? More data-driven decision making. That means now my decision is more quantitative rather than just assumptions or just seeing a market trend. Oh, this worked for this person. This did not work for this business. Instead of doing all of that, now I can make better data-driven decisions. I can target and segment my customers better. So what I can do is I know the kind of people I want to target for, maybe something like a luxury product. I know what I want, what niche of people I want to target. I can also target those specific customers, because now what I can do is segment or break down those customers into groups and understand which customer falls into which criteria. And all of that, optimizing marketing campaigns. So like I said, we can make our marketing campaigns more effective, understand the customer behavior, understand what is the customer looking for, what does the customer want. Again, the next point, which is improve customer segmentation, goes back to improve targeting and segmentation. I can basically now distribute my customers better based on their purchases, not across my brand or my organization, my company. It would be around varied companies and understanding what is the profile of this customer. Forecasting and predictive modeling gained competitive advantage. So, history. So, in 1950s, we had something called as store level data rules, the market. So, we just had store level data, which would basically help me understand the market or the customer. Then, in the 1960s and 70s, marketing research in the 60s and 70s was direct mail ruled the marketing world. Direct mailing in the 60s was the beginning of customer or household level analytics. So, now we started getting more technology into the picture, not obviously not directly technology. So we had mailers being sent out, we had promotions being done, and so we now started understanding what area works for me better, which customers are available, and thus I improved my got my household level scanning invention of store scanners. So we started in 1980s when your barcode scanners started coming into the picture. And again, because of that, we had data being stored into the systems, and now we could understand what product was selling more, what product was not selling. Then in 90s and 20s, again, internet arrives. So now, since internet came, what we gave? We got tracking page agency. We started later got into targeted ads based on purchase history and context, and linked to past experience. Now, because I have this current data and I also have this old data, I was able to make a better prediction or better target my ads for that customer. So, what are the data sets that are now emerging in the market? Reviews and recommends, which is Google, Hotspot, say City Search, TripAdvisor, Yelp, AngelList, Busy, etc. So often you'll see, please put in a Google review when you've used a business, or they will tell you, please click on this feedback link. So now I have reviews and recommends. Content sites, which are SlideShare, MetaCafe, Flickr, Picasso, YouTube, Vimco, Wikipedia. So now I have a lot of content also that is available across platforms. Again, most of these contents, why is it said as a data set? Because most of these content websites are based on your personal history and require you to log in so that that information is recorded. Then obviously we have social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, Zevins, TwitPic, Nig, WhatsApp, Line, LinkedIn. So if you now you see ads running on all of this, plus the moment I have a good experience or a bad experience, it would either go on Facebook or Twitter or even Insta for that matter, which is not mentioned here, but it is there. I will probably now put a lot of things on LinkedIn with the number of people that are getting on LinkedIn. So a lot of this data sets are, because of all my login info and my profile info, a lot of information specifically about me as a customer is available in that particular data set.